the summer chinook that start the juveniles that migrate from this period through August, you see a lot more of their behavior to be shoreline oriented. So they are doing a lot more active feeding, because a good portion of that population, particularly here in the upper Columbia, doesn't migrate in one full year to the ocean. So they, what we call overwinter, and they will spend their early juvenile life period just kind of, I equate it to kind of like a kid at the playground who's time to go home for dinner, but he's not quite ready yet. So he's just playing around in the playground, this and that, you know, dunking around until it's time to go. Well, these summer chinook are the same way. They're just kind of taking their time, moseying down through the reservoir, actively feeding in on the near shoreline and using cover for protection from predators. Cover also is where their food will be found. So that's why it's really important when we talk about shoreline and riparian corridor and trees that grow up and over shorelines and provide shade. It helps cool the water, it provides cover for the fish, and it provides an area where they can find prey. So really important.